Hello to you, wherever you are in the world. This is the Rebecca Cross Stepping Into Greatness podcast, episode one. This is a platform for you amazing kick-ass women who are about to take that leap of faith or who are already doing so. And this is where you can listen to some of the most inspirational women who are on a journey of making their dreams and continue to do so at every level. We talk about mindset, in adversity, entrepreneurial success, as a woman, and for some as a mother. But most of all, we talk about how anything is possible. I am Rebecca Cross, and I am a mentor, coach, property investor, kick-ass serial entrepreneur, and today I am interviewing the amazing Jenica Colorado, which I hope I've pronounced correctly. Jenica supports intuitive female entrepreneurs with building a tribe and making sales through automation. She helps in creating a strategy, collaborating on the big picture goals, implementing the automation needed to make it really happen. She's based in the Philippines, and she works with clients all around the world, from Bali, the United Kingdom, to the United States. Jenica, how are you?
Hi, lovely. I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here.
It's so great to have you here. It really is. I'm so excited to be speaking to you today. So, Jenica, as I just introduced you, you are amazing. You work with clients all around the world. I'd love to just start by asking you, you know, how did you get on this journey to be where you are now?
Oh, it was very unintentional. So I really didn't plan to start a business. But okay, so I want to bring you to my journey. And it started around 8 years ago, when I was trained to be a programmer. So it's funny because I didn't know. And I said yes because it offered the good money and I had a feeling that it's something that will lead me somewhere. And it led me to a lot of sleepless nights because I was trying to learn everything on my own and I had a degree in psychology, not in IT. So it was really difficult for me back then who didn't even know what an operating system was or how to turn on a laptop. So yeah, it was a hard time for me, but I stayed there for around 5 years. So wow, it was a lot of 13-hour work days. It was a lot. And
oh yeah, crikey.
And I spent all my energy just dealing with the stress, the pressure, and the competition within the corporate environment. I know that my self-confidence has really suffered through all that, especially since I was always being ranked with everyone else. So around after almost 5 years, I realized that that can't be the next 50 years of my life because the stress will really kill me. So I left the company and started on a new one that offered me a slightly different role, something that's focused. So I started working from home and I really love this company. I'm blessed that I am working with them and I still work for them up to now. And the people are amazing. And for me, it is the perfect job. But
that is brilliant.
Of course, there's a catch because I had to work nights. Yeah, the company is based in Virginia. So that's on Eastern time and I'm in the Philippines. So that means I have I have to log in at around 7 p.m., 6 or 7 p.m. and then log out at around 2 to 3 a.m. my time.
Oh my gosh, how do you do that? How can you get your body clock and how do you that's pretty amazing.
Now that I think about it, yeah. But when I was starting, I initially thought that I'd just get used to it. Because, you know, the initial perception of working from home is so exciting for me because I don't have to deal with the traffic, not wearing corporate clothes. Eventually, like after a year or so of me really shifting my body clock, I realized that I have to create a routine for myself. So I just set my alarm every single day to wake up at around 10 to 11 in the morning, even if it's hard for me. Because when you sleep that late, like 3 a.m., your body needs more than 8 hours or around 8 to 9 hours to really cope up with the stress. But yeah, up when it's technically still morning, and then I do yoga. Yeah. And I try to make sure not to drink coffee too much.
Oh, I wish I could do that.
Yeah, I still drink coffee, but just an occasion. And yeah, so it's basically just yoga for me because it calms my mind and it prepares me for the rest of the day, which is something that's really important for me.
Jenica, can I ask, just going back a little bit, just for the audience to understand, that's quite a big change that you've made to fit round. What is the reason why, you know, you identified that you were feeling quite, you know, depressed, upset, confidence was lacking, so you needed to change jobs. But am I right in thinking the reason you've changed that job and you've gone to do this kind of routine is to fit round what your ultimate dream is, which is to run the business you're running now on, as well as doing this job, which is what you're doing with your clients with the email automation and helping them get their bigger goals reached, etc. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when I was in corporate, when I was feeling so down, I didn't really know what else is available for me. So it was just a blessing that this company reached out and offered me a job to work from home. But then after 1 year, that's when I realized that, you know, working nights isn't sustainable. And even,
yeah,
it's not something that I, especially since I plan to have a husband and kids one day. So it's a very difficult timetable. So, yeah. And so that's when I wanted to look beyond the world of being an employee. So I saw possibilities with Upwork. That's where I started. So I got $3 tech jobs to start with. And I eventually learned that I can create a business out of my tech skills. And that's when I started my business.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Tell me more about that then. I just want to highlight to the audience, I think it's amazing that you took the action when you realized things weren't going great. You know, you weren't feeling the best. You needed to change it. You got this opportunity that made you be able to work at home, but you still adapted to that to make it work by doing this, you know, working nights and making sure it fitted in your routine to then take action again. So on top of that, to then really change your life to build this business. And I just think that journey already is inspirational. The action you're taking is amazing.
Thank you. And I was really excited when I realized that, because I felt like that's step one, you know, realizing the possibilities around you. And once I have that, I can move forward and I can, I realize that I can work as well as still have another stream of income to rely on. So as I move forward, though, I learned that I have to improve a lot with regards to my mindset, because I believe that that's like the first thing that you have to solidify before you can really progress with your business. Because if you skip that step, it will just be harder for you. There will be a lot of resistance. And yeah, so that's when I realized that I need to work on my mindset.
And how do you do that? What are your, you know, mindset is a huge, huge, you know, is a huge thing in the human behavior, full stop, isn't it? It really is. You know, you've got to have a positive mental attitude, especially when you're an entrepreneur or you're being a business owner. You need to really keep moving forward and taking that positive action and not giving up. How do you deal with that mindset?
First, I have to face the things that bother me. So the blocks before, and the first one would be having issues with English, with second language. So yeah, as you know, I'm fluent with both verbal and written, but
you're better than me, Jenica, and I'm English. I'm well impressed.
But see that I used to avoid scheduling calls because I don't want to talk to another person because of my fear of stuttering or of forgetting words that I want to say, because I feel like I have to spend so much time translating it in my head. But yeah, so that's my first fear. And I've faced that by being kinder to myself.
Brilliant.
I've met a lot of women who have English as their second language as well, and we share the same fears. And so I strongly understand how they feel. And, you know, this is coming from someone who has overcome working on it, and that you should just talk to people and don't mind that fear. So even if there's that fear, you can just move forward with it and just be kinder, that you don't really have to be perfect all the time. So
I think you're so right with that, Jenica. I think sometimes you really have got to just do it. The more you think about it, I read a book many, many years ago, which a lot of people probably have heard, is Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
Yes.
It's obviously very, you know, over 20 odd years old now. But I have to say, elements of that book is still relevant to today. You need to just take the action and do it and just progress and improve, don't you? And every time you do it, you'll get better and better each time. But if you don't actually take that first step, you'll never get to where you need to be.
That's so true. That's so true. And yeah, so that leads me somehow to my second mindset block that I want to share.
Brilliant.
This really caused a lot of disappointment. So when I was starting, I worked with a coach, and she told me to not say where I came from, that I came from the Philippines, because she says that it's bad for business. And I was still starting back then. And that's the advice that she gave me. So she said that, you know, people won't pay me more than pennies if they know that I am from a third world country. And I believed that for like a month or two. And it made me so sad, because I know that I can do more, I can be more. And it's just that I live in the Philippines.
Absolutely.
That's when I started to think that where I'm located really doesn't influence or affect the kind or the quality of work that I do.
No, not at all.
Yeah, and I can't believe that I spent 2 months feeling so depressed because of that.
Oh.
And it took me a while to bounce back. But now I'm surrounding myself with people who uplift me. And I now choose the things that I listen to. And I think that's very important, because, you know, everyone has opinions. And if you listen to each and everyone, then you won't be able to do anything. You won't be able to be who you want to be.
Oh, Jenica, I love that. That is so true. That's the whole reason why we have, and I've put together Stepping Into Greatness. You identify that everyone else in this, and just be whatever that is in geography or whatever opinion is of that country, you are still valued in the work you do and the service you offer. And that's an amazing inspirational part of your journey, that you actually realized that as quickly as you did, really. You know, I'm glad it was no longer than 2 months, and that you're now working with these clients in Bali, you know, the United Kingdom, the United States, and they are getting a fantastic service and success working with you.
Thank you. I think that experience really taught me a lot with identifying my ideal clients, because like I know that I'm not the only one who felt this way, who've experienced this, and you know, maybe it's their race, their nationality or whatever, but if someone says something like that to you, it means that that person have to work with her or him. So yeah, that's what it taught me, to just choose the kind of people to surround me with.
You know, it's so true. You'll probably hear it with the most successful people in this world, the successful entrepreneurs, and everyone will say, surround the people that you want to be around. You know, you want to be positive, you want to be successful, you want to be kind, you want to give. Those are the people you want to be around. When you're being around with people who are not in fit with your core values, or they don't fit around what you're like as a person, it doesn't work. It drags you down. And you've done you've done exactly the right steps. You've taken the right steps to get to where you are now. And that's fantastic.
Thanks. And I'm so proud of it. And that's why I want, because I know that other women are experiencing those too.
So can I ask, just to summarize that, because there's a really important points you've made, what one piece of guidance, if you kind of summarized it, would you give to the audience of what you would say to them if they're thinking about taking that leap of faith, or they have already taken that leap of faith to make their dreams a reality, and they're just maybe having a little bit of a little chat with themselves, as if, you know, am I doing the right thing or not, or, you know, how am I up leveling myself? Have you got that one piece of guidance you could kind of give right now to that audience?
Yeah. I have heard about like 100 times before, and I've never really understood until I have actually experienced it on my own. And that's to focus on how and what you think. So I discovered just how powerful this is, how powerful my thoughts are. When just around a month ago, I was visualizing, I was daydreaming being featured on a podcast. And this is really true, because
I love it.
And I was looking at myself, and I really wanted to share my story, because those two mindset blocks impacted me so much. Help other people with that, with my story. And so, you know, I didn't even know you back then, but now. So. Yeah,
that is amazing.
I wanted to really say that, you know, instead of spending so much time overthinking about things and thinking about the things that you don't want in your life, I'd rather you think of things your dreams, your goals. So yeah, and it's just so much fun to do that.
Oh, you're so right. I say that. I agree with that message 100,000,000%. I really do, even though there isn't 100,000,000%. It's 100%. But I do agree with it. I always say to my clients, you focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And that is spot on. Because if you focus on it, as you say, somehow the steps, the opportunities will come to you if you're taking the action and focusing on what you want. And I, for one, I feel very privileged to have met you, Jenica. I know that you and I will be working together in the future with my own business. I know that you do great things, and I know you have some great results for your clients. And I think I'm really pleased that, you know, you're there now in the Philippines and I'm here in sunny Salisbury. It's actually sunshining here, which is nice, because it's been raining for the last few days. But it's nice that we're able to connect like this and really get the message out. Women who made Philippines like you. Step.
Yes. And I'm really so happy to be connecting with you, because I'm learning a lot, and I'm in your Facebook group, and I'm really happy with seeing all of those women come together in that group. So yeah.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind. What I do want to ask you, just before we finish off, is there's two things I want to ask you, actually. Do you believe, and I think I know the belief, that everyone has it inside them to be a success? And if so, why?
Oh, most definitely. But that we're all beautiful beings with skills, strengths, and a message to share. So it all boils down to taking action and allowing good things to happen. It's just up to us to read.
That is brilliant. And my final question, and you are so true with what you've just said, we're all very unique in this, you know, universe, and you are so right. What is your life mission? What is it that you're here now, you've started that journey. I know you've got some plans. What is your life mission? Where are you heading?
Okay, so I have two. The first one would be to save as many animals as I can. So yeah, with my I part of it, Humane Society International, which saves animals from, from different parts of the world. So that's number one. And
oh, it's amazing.
Thank you. And my main life and empower women to be the version of more that they want to be. So the introverts, just like me, women from the Philippines, those who have English as their second language. So, you know, if anyone is listening right now, you know, I want to tell you that you can achieve anything that you set your mind to. You really can.
Oh, this, I love hearing those words. You are so, so, so right. Now, Jenica, before we stop this podcast, I want you to tell everybody how they can contact you if they would like to hear more about your story, or if they want to work with you about what you can do for them to help them grow their business and reach their dreams.
So you can visit. So as Rebecca, if women in business build their tribe and make sales through email automation, and you can get to know me more.
Oh, can you say that again? I just want you to repeat that because my audio went, so I just want to make sure they got that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so for my website, it's jenica.co, jenica.co, and
brilliant. I knew my audio went, and we are recording this, so I want to make sure everyone got that. So Jenica, it's just been such a pleasure to hear your story. I know what you do with your automation of helping people get leads and getting them to automate their business background. Do you want to just mention anything about that before we leave, just to give them any little insight? Just
Oh, yes. So, yeah, what they do automation and email marketing to support my clients in building a community first through the and make strategy. That's the foundation. And I make sure that strategy fits their business and their goals. So when we have that, I implement that using the automation, and I guide them in promoting it to their audience and tweaking it as necessary. Cycle of marketing. So I focus more on just email marketing and automation.
That's brilliant. And I know that you do a fantastic job at it. And I know you've got some fantastic testimonials. So please, I do advise anyone to go on Jenica's website and have a look what she's offering clients at the moment and what she's achieving. And Jenica, I really, really have so much enjoyed this podcast. It's been amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me on it. And we will be having a podcast on a weekly basis. So I will be back again next week with another podcast. But for now, thank you, Jenica. I look forward to speaking to you soon. And thank you for everyone for listening.
Yes, definitely.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.